Hi, my name is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for Windows PowerShell, and I'm also the founder of Art of Shell, which is a cloud and automation training company. We produce training on Microsoft Azure as well as PowerShell-centric automation courses. So check us out and keep watching because we're going to talk about a really cool topic here. So what we're going to talk about today is how to do auto-completion inside of Microsoft Azure PowerShell. So if you're a customer today who's using Microsoft Azure, you probably are using the Azure PowerShell module to perform different automation tasks within your Azure environment. So what we're going to do is basically demonstrate how you can use auto-completion to auto-complete parameters like your resource group names, your resource names, and other related types of objects that are inside of Azure. So what we're going to do here is you've probably already got Azure PowerShell installed, but if not, if you're brand new to it, what you're going to do is call the install module command on PowerShell version 5 and specify the name of the module you want to install, which is Azure RM, and then you want to install it to your current user scope so that you're not installing it for all users on the system. And then finally, we'll just tack on the force parameter. Now, I've already got the Azure RM module along with all its child modules already installed on my system, and because that takes a few minutes to run, we're not going to install it right now. The other thing that you're going to want to do is install what's called the Azure PowerShell Extensions. And the Azure PowerShell Extensions is the really cool project that's also available in the PowerShell gallery that you can install through the install module command that allows you to perform these auto completions. So let's go ahead and just type the name of the module, which is Azure EXT. So you'll do install module name Azure EXT, and then you'll type the scope current user again, and just tack on the force parameter to suppress any weird prompts. So I've already got that module installed on my system as well, so I'm going to avoid installing that, but it does just take a second for that particular module to install because it's just one module. So now that we've got that module installed, we have a new command available, which is called start Azure RM. Now what's really cool about this command is that it's going to actually prompt you for your credentials if you haven't already typed them on your computer before, but if you already have cached your credentials on your computer before, then it's not going to prompt you for them again. So I'm just going to hit F8 to run that one line of code, start Azure RM, and you'll see that it actually authenticates me to Azure without having to type my credentials. So that's a really nice time saver when you're launching a new PowerShell session and you don't want to have to type your username and password every time that you start up PowerShell. So now that where you've kind of started our Azure RM experience, the other thing that happened behind the scenes here is it actually imported all these custom argument completers that work on PowerShell version 5. And so what we're going to do here is just type a command like get Azure RM resource group, which is a very common command to retrieve a resource group from Azure Resource Manager, from your Azure subscription. And what we're going to do is specify the name parameter, and then as soon as we hit space right after this, what you're going to see happen is we're going to get this auto-completion experience, this IntelliSense, that actually gives us a list of the resource groups that are inside of our Azure subscription. Now, what's really cool is that we can just start typing like art to filter down to only resource groups that match the name Art of Shell. So we can also add that before we do the auto-completion. So if we hit escape here and the IntelliSense goes away, what we can actually do is just type part of the resource group name. So like storage, for example. And if you hit control space inside of the PowerShell ISE, then it's going to filter that list automatically for only resource groups that match the name store. So this also works with other types of parameters. So let's say that you're starting and stopping virtual machines on a regular basis, right? So you might run start Azure RM VM, and you might specify the name parameter for the name of the virtual machine that you want to start or stop. And so what we're going to do is just hit space, and what you're going to see happen is we actually get auto-completion that is actually a little bit buggy right now, but it says storage account, but it's actually a virtual machine, so we'll go ahead and fix that. But what you'll actually see happen is that the name as well as the resource group name parameter of that virtual machine are automatically auto-completed for you. Now, this also works on other commands as well. So let's say that we're creating a new virtual network. So we do new Azure RM virtual network. Well, we're going to specify a name for that virtual network. So let's call it Art of Shell. And we're also going to specify a resource group name that we want to create that virtual network inside of. And again, we're going to get that resource group name auto-completion. So we can just go through here and specify which resource group we want to provision that resource into. And this works for everything. So if we do new Azure RM storage account and then specify the resource group that we want to provision it into, it's going to work exactly the same way for any type of resource, which is really, really cool. So now another really cool thing is that we can actually work with a generic Azure Resource Manager resources module. And the way that this works is basically there's a generic PowerShell module called azurerm.resources that allows you to work with resources from a generic perspective, right? So as long as you know the API version, the resource group name, the resource type, and all of the resource properties that you want to specify, then you can actually create a resource generically. It could be a virtual network, it could be a document DB collection, it could be a public IP address, any type of resource inside the Azure Resource Manager interface, you can create or modify using these generic resource commands. So what's going to happen is you're probably not going to remember exactly what the resource type is. You're not going to remember exactly what the resource name is or what resource group it belongs to. So if you do get Azure RM resource, right, and this could be any type of resource, and all you have to do is specify the resource name parameter. And so let's say that we're looking for a resource like an automation account. Okay, so I've got an automation account named Trevor. Well, if I type part of the resource name, it's going to show me a list of all the resources that match that part of the resource name that I typed. And so I can simply go down through my list of resources here, and I can find my automation account named Trevor. And when I hit enter, so this is actually not an automation account, but what happened here is that we got auto completion, not just for the resource name, but we also auto completed the resource type as well as the resource group that it belongs to. So we're actually auto completing three parameters with only one call, which is really, really cool. If you're also creating a resource like new Azure RM resource and you specify the resource type, right, you're not always going to remember all the resource types that are available inside of Azure Resource Manager. So we're also going to get auto completion for the resource type. So you can actually just go through here and say, okay, I want to deploy an automation account. Okay, so I'm just going to type auto and I can just hit enter there and auto complete the resource type. And again, we get the same thing for the resource group name. So we're going to say, what resource group do you want to create it inside of? Well, we're going to create it inside of Art of Shell. Okay, so we're getting this really rich IntelliSense experience here with the Azure PowerShell extensions module that's available on the PowerShell gallery. One of the other really cool things that this module does is it provides some formatters. So if we were to fire up a new PowerShell session and we were to do simply login Azure RM account, and then we type our credentials here manually, which we can't do, which we can avoid by using start Azure RM, in the Azure PowerShell extensions, let's say we run a command like get Azure RM VM. Now, this command is going to return your virtual machines in a very kind of complicated display model, right? You're going to get back a list of all the different properties that make up that virtual machine, which isn't really a great way if you're trying to look at information for, you know, 10 or 20 or 50 different virtual machines that are inside your Azure subscription. So what we've done inside the Azure PowerShell extensions is we've actually provided formatting data for things like virtual machines and public IP addresses and a couple of other types of resources. But if you do get Azure RM VM after you've imported the Azure PowerShell extensions, you actually get back this nice tabular form, which actually shows you a table of the data instead of showing you a list of all those properties that we probably don't care about. So this just gives us the essential properties, the resource group name, the name of the VM, the location that VM is deployed to or the Azure region, and then the size of the virtual machine, right? So that's really essential data that we want to get back when we're, you know, rapidly working interactively in PowerShell. Now, we also do that for resource groups as well. So if we call get Azure RM resource group inside of the core Azure PowerShell experience, we get back, again, that list format. And thankfully, resource groups are pretty simple objects, so they don't have a lot of different properties that are kind of mucking up the view. But that list view just isn't really human readable, right? So if we can get that data into a tabular format, like we did with the virtual machines here, we're going to be much better off. So let's go ahead and just run get Azure RM resource group inside of our experience where we've got the Azure PowerShell extensions available. So what you're going to see happen is we get back the list of resource groups inside of a tabular form, and we're getting the resource group name, the location for the resource group, and its provisioning state in a tabular format. So it's much more readable. It's much easier for us to scroll through here and view. Now, the other thing that we're getting here, which has a bit of a bug in the header, but what we're getting is back the tags of the resource group. So if a resource group has tags associated with it, we're actually going to get a semicolon separated list of what those tags are with their key value pairs, which is really, really cool. So we can just rapidly kind of visually scan through this information and find what we're looking for. So those are just a couple of the really cool features that are available inside the Azure PowerShell extensions. If you're using Azure PowerShell today, I strongly encourage you to go out and install the Azure EXT module on top of that and start using that utility to help provide some enhancement to your workflow. Thanks for watching. Again, my name is Trevor Sullivan with Art of Shell, and we're doing cloud and automation training, so check us out at artofshell.com. Thanks, and see you next time.